One of the most cleverly disguised myths comes cloaked in this question that you've heard many times before. Does the fat person want to be thin? Does the person who isn't where they want to be, do they really want to be where they say they do? Other forms of the question might be, does the depressed person really want to be happy? Does the angry person really want to be calm? And the reason this is a popular myth is that most, if not all, would answer, they really do want these things. They say, heck yeah, of course I want these things. But there is a deeper, more insidious truth at work that I call the rogue program. You'll also hear me call it the villain program. I'll use the fat versus thin form of the myth to explain. In the world of neural pattern work, hating your weight, not wanting to be fat, is in fact a neural pattern to create fat. I know it's counterintuitive, and at this point you may not completely agree with me. Just trust me on this. You must change your thinking from, I hate fat, I don't want to be fat, to, I love thin, I want to be thin and powerful. This will be even easier later in the audio CDs and in the workbook, but for now, let's call this an easy shift in your thinking. And the reason why I like the overweight metaphor is because of all the things that we're talking about. This is one of the things that is most clear-cut and most easy to control in our life. It's about diet and exercise. Now, many of you will have stories about why you can't lose weight, but I'm going to give you another way to look at it. Does an overweight person want to be thin? And I'm going to argue with you they don't. And here's why. Now, I know nobody wakes up in the morning and says, hey, I've got a great plan for myself. I'm going to eat 15 Twinkies and put on 2 more pounds today. That's my path to happiness. Most people get up, they're disgusted with their weight, they're disgusted with their body, they hate what's going on. So to create in your brain thin, which we can change that quickly, that's an easy one. Okay, I want to be thin. We have an obvious step one. But here's the second thing that happens. In this world of I'm not happy because of my weight, you will do a lot of deep, unconscious programming. You'll say things like, when I'm thin, my life is going to be amazing. When I'm thin, I'm going to have the relationships that I want. When I'm thin, I'm going to have this job. I'm going to have this amazing salary. Everything that I want is held back from me because of my weight. And when I'm thin, I will be amazing. And no matter what diet your friend brings you or the media brings you, South Beach, Atkins, they all work. They're all great diets. You just have to follow them. But here's what happens. Example, you hear of a new diet, and let's say it's the Chinese ginseng one. Your friend has lost weight. They said, oh, it's awesome. I'm losing weight. You look at them. That's great. You say, oh, I think I'll try that. So you go on the internet. You do the research, you order the herbs, you start following the diet, and you start losing the weight. And then a very curious thing happens. People begin to notice. Hey, you look different. Did you change your hair? Well, they wouldn't say that about me, but they say things like, oh, you're losing weight. And they're correct, and you feel great, and you look great. The diet is working. And now what happens is this unconscious program that you have intensely put in your body and into your belief system kicks in. It says, it's time to be amazing. It says, update your resume. It whispers to you, dump that relationship. You've got to ask that modelicious boy or girl out in front of you that smiles every morning in the Starbucks line. You've got to start making the changes that equals amazing. And then your ego kicks in and says, whoa, wait a second. I know you. You're not amazing. Not yet. You're still that terrible, awful, procrastinator, lazy person. You're still not good enough. You're still this person that doesn't deserve those things. Go back. This is a ruse. It's a fake. It's an illusion. This weight, you're about to destroy yourself. And remember, the ego is doing this out of love for you, albeit a mistaken love. It is the oldest form of the old you. And in that space, and in that moment where your unconscious battles with your ego, you will be with your friends at your favorite party, and you'll see Chip and Dip. You gulp it down and you go, ah! You'll wake up the next morning and go, who could follow that diet? It just didn't work for me. But the fact of the matter is there is a neural program attached to being thin that you are more afraid of and causes you more pain than what you attach your current pain to about being overweight. That's the rogue. That's the villain program. That is why you don't want to be thin yet. So let's apply this. For the depressed person, there will be another program attached to I'm happy that is more painful and more fear-based for them than the program that says I'm depressed and I'm upset. For the angry person, there'll be another program that you fear more about being calm and peaceful than all the toxicity that your anger is causing you. And in these places, we know what people want. We know what they create because we can look at who they are in that moment. And if they're angry, if they're depressed, if they're overweight, there's going to be a neural program reason that's running that makes sense. You just got to do the work to dig it out of there. The Inevitable You coaching system will help take you to that place. The exercise will really help you dig into you.